My name is Lytrice Harris, and I am a parent with 4A2 Forward. Also a parent of two children in DPS school.
When it comes to this issue, the State Board of Education has been grappling with the idea, and the legislature as well has been grappling with the idea of giving parents tools to evaluate how their schools are doing so that you can sort of compare your school that your child is going to other schools on sort of with using the same baseline data. That's and there have been discussions about things like giving each school a letter grade, which is not part of this. But I'm just curious, right, as a parent, what has been your experience with that issue about trying to really figure out, other than just what you sort of experience anecdotally with a school, trying to figure out, you know, how to sort of compare on a fair way how each school sort of stacks up?
I think it's very difficult because when you're comparing schools and how they stack up, you know, a lot of times we're looking at test scores and we're looking at, you know, maybe not apples to apples comparisons, because it depends on sometimes where a school is located, how many resources that school receives, and it's hard to compare. Within our city, it's even hard to compare because we have so many different systems, not just one school system, but, you know, numerous amount of systems running, and it's hard to compare, know, who's really doing good. And then as you know, a parent that advocates for education, can even be dangerous to compare, because when you start comparing and depending on what people are using those measurements for, you know, it could mean the closure of a school based on a pretty minimal comparison.
Yeah. Is there something specifically that you would like to see from the state that would make it easier for you to navigate this?
I think when looking at, you know, schools and how well they're doing, it would be helpful not only to see test scores, but to see growth scores. I think a lot of times people are just saying, hey, you're not where you should be. That, to me, there's a difference between a school who's not where it should be and hasn't been where it should be, and a school that's not where it should be, but is doing better than it did last year and better than it did the previous year and is improving every year. I guess on my end, as a parent, we always feel like we're sort of the last to know, last to be, you know, included. So just when the state is looking at these things, I would hope that they would, like you reached out to parents, that they would reach out to parents as well to be included in how things are assessed.